Apparently one of the whistleblowers is brave enough to come forward and give a name, or I would not have allowed you to come.
Yes, Senator. So we've got three whistleblowers who have given me permission at this point to share their name. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, DOMPH, Dr. Samuel Sigloff, and Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Peter Chambers, DO and Flight Surgeon. All three have given me this data. I have declarations from all three. This data is under penalty. This is under penalty of perjury. We intend to submit this to the courts. We have substantial data showing that we saw, for example, miscarriages increased by 300% over the five-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the five-year average. Cancer is not being talked about except for by Dr. Ryan Cole. Thank you, doctor. We saw, this one's amazing, neurological. So neurological issues which would affect our pilots, over 1,000% increase. 1,000.
That's 10 times the rate, and obviously that
83,000 per year. I'm sorry, 82,000 per year to 863,000 in 1 year. Our soldiers are being experimented on, injured, and sometimes possibly killed. Dr. Corey, thank you so much for your stance on the corruption. That's precisely what it is. They know this. And Senator, when these doctors are attacked, not necessarily the people in this room, I'm not giving names, they call me. I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. Senator, we also have, let me give you this last thing, and then I'll shut up and get out of your way. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of the unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated. And thank you so much, Senator, for having the courage to stand against these special interests. So,
hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you so much for taking the time to be here with us. It is Friday. Yeah. And I am glad that it's Friday. I'm looking forward to a little bit of recuperation over the weekend. Many of you may be. Lots of activities that are planned. There's a lot of stuff going on this weekend, by the way. There is an American Freedom Tour coming to Austin, and President Trump and Kevin Sorbo and Ted Nugent and a number of other individuals will be speaking there. Friend of mine, Scott Shields, is going to be speaking out on the East Coast at an event out there. And in addition to Scott being out there at that event, let's see, my friend Brent Hammaker is going to be out there. He is one of the individuals that's going to be speaking. Bikers for Trump are going to be speaking, national director and founder of the Bikers for Trump. Let's see. My friend Danae Benali, who is running for president of the Navajo Nation. Joe Collins, who's running for Congress in, I believe it's Pelosi's district, is going to be at that event. Maurice Simonette, who is the leader of Blacks for Trump, is going to be at that event. Eric Dieter, who is a candidate for governor there. Eric Dieter's a Republican candidate for governor in Kentucky, is also going to be at that event. A number of great speakers that'll be there for that. And then my Raul Reyes, a friend who is running for Senate District 24 here in Texas, is having a rally, and he's coming right here through Bandera, and then they're having a big get-together down in Hondo. It's a car rally, kind of a Trump car rally kind of a thing. But Lieutenant Colonel retired Reyes is going to be heading that up, along with others that are campaigning with him. And so, yeah, a lot of cool stuff. So there's a whole lot of stuff going on this weekend. If you're looking for something to do, or maybe you've got family plans. All right, bottom of hour number two. I'm very excited to have this guest with me. She is the founder of Women in the Bible. It is a online small group Bible study teaching that you can get, Women in the Bible. She is also the survivor of her own catastrophic accident event, and it's really quite an amazing testimony. We'll hear a little bit about that. She and her husband were involved in a head-on accident outside of Toronto, Ontario in 2014. And the equivalent of a 125-mile-per-hour head-on collision. But God saved both of them. They're still recovering, but God saved both of them. Pretty incredible story. So she'll be with me, bottom of hour number two. Top of the next hour, IQ Al-Rasooli will be with us. I'm going to talk to him about, can you be a Muslim and make the constitutional oath to serve as a member of either the House or the Senate here in the United States of America? Can you be a Muslim and make that oath? It's a question. We'll talk about it. Bottom of the hour, Brad Dusick is going to be with us. We'll be talking with Brad. He's with Southeastern Legal Foundation, Brad Busick, and he's the director of litigation there. And there is a lawsuit that they have filed, specifically Southeastern Legal Foundation versus the School Boards Association in Missouri. And they're saying, hey, you can't shut parents out from school board meetings. And that's going on all over the country. So we'll have that coming up for you as well. Joining me now, though, is my good friend, mygrandchildrensamerica.com is his website. You can find him at childrengenerationradio.com. By the way, we welcome those of you that are watching at childrengenerationradio.com right now and on tecntv.com. You can watch us at my website, childrengenerationradio.com. That is the tecntv.com player, and you can watch all the great tecntv.com programming right there at the website. Follow the articles as well. Get signed up. I sent out, by the way, the interviews that I've done with Chance Gibson. Simply Clean Foods has a solution for you. There is a huge food shortage, and there's a lot of people talking about a potential significant food shortage issue. Simply Clean Foods has clean, healthy, non-GMO, gluten-free. For vegetarians, they've got vegetable foods you can substitute in. For those of us who eat some meat, they have that as well. They have a very specialized freeze-dried process that they go through. Chance talks about it in the videos. You can learn more at the website at childrengenerationradio.com. And so I encourage you to check that out. Encourage you also to consider switching out your cell phone to Patriot Mobile. Use the code Chosen to get a free activation and of course support all of our sponsors, because as you support our sponsors, then they in turn are able to support us. So be sure and check that out. Don, welcome. Good to have you, my friend.
Great to be here. Thomas Paine said, "These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will in this crisis shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands it now will deserve the love and thanks of men and women." Our challenge is, will you stand it now, and will you deserve the thanks of men and women? You are needed. Our republic is in a crisis.
Amen. Man, and it is a republic, and I'm getting sick and tired of these people that keep going and saying, oh, well, you know, really, your republic is a form of a democracy. It is a constitutional republic, and there is a difference. We'll talk about that. I'll give you a platform to share that, but I want to share this really quickly. The progressives' view of the world, I've been seeing a whole lot of stuff about, you know, well, they got baby formula for the illegals and no baby formula for Americans. Folks, I'm not arguing that that's not bad and all those things, but let's be very clear as to why that needs to be of concern to us. The progressive view of the world is Americans are evil. They're oppressors, they're racist, they're entitled, they're arrogant. If you're a patriotic, God-fearing, traditional family, that means husband, wife, children, you believe in traditional values, you love this country, then you are bad. And the poor immigrants, well, they're good. And baby formula is good for them, because these progressives don't want more white American babies. Baby formula for America advances whiteness, which is inherently bad. White American babies are bad. Therefore, we don't want them to have baby formula. The baby formula needs to go to all those that are coming across the border illegally. And I don't know if you saw this, Don, but I brought it up yesterday. Article this week in the Epic Times tells us that illegals are now suing Texas officials for arresting them for trespassing.
Is that? No, I did not see that.
You can't even make this stuff up. You can't even make it up.
And there will be some judges who would rule in the favor of the illegals.
Absolutely.
This is where we've come. Now, the progressive world movement has been ongoing. Of course, it goes on and it goes to the side. And this idea that we Americans are bad, that we are selfish, that our only interest is to oppress and to enslave others, is an absolute necessity of the Marxist movement. We have to remember that the Marxist movement can only exist, and Marx told us this. He understood that what he was proposing was not really that desirable. He knew that, and he said, unless borders are completely done away with, everybody can move freely, and the whole world is a Marxist world, it will not exist. Marxism cannot compete against capitalism. It just can't, and against freedom. And so he knew that the whole world had to come under the Marxist totalitarian scenario in order for it to exist. This is what we're seeing today. And it's easier to do today, as the world has become more or smaller, let's say, if for lack of a better word. And well, this is what Klaus Schmidt is trying to accomplish. This is what Barack Obama is trying to accomplish. This is what George Soros is trying to accomplish. This is what that whole movement is about. Do away with borders.
And for those that might question the concept of borders and what is the Christian or what is the biblical worldview? Exodus 23:31, God says, I will fix for your boundary from the Red Sea to the Philistines and from the wilderness to the river Euphrates, for I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand and you will drive them out before you. Boundaries. Deuteronomy 32:8, when the Most High gave the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of man, he set the boundaries of the peoples according to the number of the sons of Israel. Nehemiah 9:22, you also gave them kingdoms and peoples and allotted them to them as a boundary. They took possession of the land of Sihon, the king of Heshbon, and the land of Og, the king of Bashan. Psalm 74:17, you have established all the boundaries of the earth. You made summer and winter. And then, lest someone say, well, those are all Old Testament, Pastor. Things changed in the New Testament. Acts 17:26, and he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation. God was the original one who created and set up boundaries for each people upon the face of the earth, tribes and nations. And by the way, when God was instructing Israel, the instructions that he gave Israel were very closely monitored and followed by our founding fathers when they set up the boundaries for how we were going to handle immigration. And one of those things was is that immigrants would have an allegiance that they would swear to the United States of America in the same way that one who came into Israel that wanted to reside in Israel would swear an allegiance to Israel and Israel's God. We'll be back with more about a republic right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thank you so much, folks, for being with us. I greatly appreciate it. Know you have a choice of where you can listen. All right, so I mentioned to you this article: illegal aliens sue Texas officials after arrests for trespassing. So here's what it says. Epic Times article by Charlotte Cuthbertson, and this is paper edition, dated May 4th through the 10th. And on the front page, in particular, the plaintiffs and the class members have suffered a common cause of injury, namely the violation of their Fourth Amendment and 14th Amendment rights. This boggles my mind. Using state criminal law, the state of Texas and participating counties have created and are carrying out what is in reality a system of state immigration enforcement that targets black and brown, primarily Latino individuals, for prosecution. And as Austin said yesterday, he said, you know, the racist part of that is the statement that makes the assumption that it is black and brown people that are always breaking the law. I mean, that's the assumption that this lawyer is making. That's the assumption that's being said about people trespassing. But you know, it has become established now in many liberal states. You break into somebody's house, and then you get hurt in the process of breaking into their house. And in the liberal states, you can sue the owner of the property because you got hurt while breaking into their home. I mean, Don, upside down, absolutely upside down.
And you just marvel at how this has come about. Exactly the opposite. My property is my property, according to John Locke and natural law. And you don't have a right on my property unless I allow you onto my property. And we have completely gotten away from our founding. Because remember, we were founded on those principles of natural law.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. And we were founded as a constitutional representative republic, not as a new serfdom.
Correct. We're very, very unique. Our nation, people don't understand this, but our nation is an extremely unique nation. No other nation has ever been founded on such principles as we were. And one of those basic principles is that our rights and liberties come from God and not government. And the other is that we are a republic and not a democracy. So what's the difference, we say? Well, an we have to go back and understand what an autocracy is. And that's one man rule. He is the person that is the monarch is the ultimate law of the land. What he says goes. Democracy just simply changes that to the majority, or whatever is defined as the majority, being the ultimate law of the land. In a republic, it changes completely. It flips it, and it says that the law is the ultimate law of the land. The law is the supreme ruler, and men must obey the law. The Constitution comes in because a republic can have that law written or understood. And our founders said it's best if it's written. So they put it into what we call the Constitution. Therefore, we are a constitutional republic, which means that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and men must obey that law.
Well,
and this is the...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, and let me give you this, too, because I think this is a really good comparison. It's pretty simple. In a pure democracy, the power is held by the population as a whole. In a republic, the power is held by individual citizens, the rights of the individual. In a pure democracy, the making of laws is a voting majority has almost unlimited power to make laws. Minorities have few protections from the will of the majority. In a republic, the people elect representatives to make laws, but they are, as you said, in accordance to the restraints of a constitution. And the United States Constitution restrains the ability of the majority. And that is one of the reasons why slavery was overturned in the United States, because the law clearly evidenced that all men were created equal, given their individual rights by God. Ruled by majority versus laws made by elected representatives of the people. Protection of rights. In a democracy, the rights can be overridden by the will of the majority. In a republic, the Constitution protects the rights of each individual from the will of the majority. Very important distinctions, ladies and gentlemen, for us to understand. And it is why Christianity and our rights coming from God is so critically important, because in Christianity, each individual has intrinsic value given to them by our Heavenly Father. Dawn, thank you. I always love our conversations. Good stuff. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all My Pillow products.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure, and I have been working with
more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com
for, goodness gracious, probably almost 10 years. And Todd Young used to come on the program regularly and be with me. Kim Herman has been with us on the program here as well on a number of occasions. And I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest from the Southeastern Legal Foundation. You can find them at slfliberty.org, slfliberty.org, the Director of Litigation, Braden Buchek. Braden, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be on.
Well, my. We were talking about this in the green room. People don't realize when you, and you stop and think about this, when you drop your kids off at school, if you want to, you drop them off, if you want to go get your kid 30 minutes later, you have to go through a process. You have to go to the office. You have to sign a slip of paper. You have to get approval from the principal.